My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. You know, learning as much as we can about our health and nutrition can really kind of put us in a healthier direction. If we have some alternatives and complements, or if we have some answers to the questions that are driving us crazy, or for the situations that we're experiencing every single day, having those answers and having that information can really make a dramatic difference in how we approach our health moving forward. We have to make sure we're doing everything we can. We have to make sure that we have some things that we have to focus on, and we have to have some things that we can strive to do, but we need to make sure that we have some guidance. The guidance is crucial for helping to put us in a healthier direction, because otherwise we're guessing. And with guessing comes mistakes. And with mistakes comes frustration and confusion, and then just more and more misinformation until we just throw our hands in the air and say, okay, I'm not going to do anything. Every day here on the show, on the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we always have the relevant topics for today's world. The things that we should be talking about that are possibly life-changing, life-saving, life-altering, and bettering our life, honestly, for sure. I try to make sure that we hit on some of the things that are probably the most prevalent in society today, like taking back our health and diet and incorporating in the right quality supplementation and ideas on what to take and when to take it and how much to use and what combinations to use, because it is a different situation for everyone. Not everybody gets the benefit of getting the same benefit as their neighbor or your friend or your family member. You may have to go another route because we're all different. So we can't all be, you know, following the same protocol, because sometimes our bodies need something maybe a little tweaked here, tweaked there, a little bit different. So we want to make sure that we're listening and asking our questions as the subject and the topics relate to us individually. Part of that success of good information is going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their website, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Going to Stay Healthy will make your life a lot easier, because not only do they carry the highest quality products, the products from the companies that think of us, the consumer, first, and having high integrity products to choose from mean we're going to have a better success at seeing changes and feeling the differences and truly bringing our health to a better level. But also you get the great conversation with such knowledgeable people with great information, and all that together in a full service environment. My goodness, it just makes it easy to get as healthy as you possibly can. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Barleen's, and I've got a bunch of questions that have come up, and I thought I would just kind of use those and answer those as we are going through the show today, because there's a lot of questions that are kind of geared at the Barleen's line, so I thought this would make things a little bit easier to talk about. Let me see. Where should we start? Where should we start? There we go. Dear Jeff, I've been using Barlean's coconut oil for a while. I use it for cooking. I use it for sautéing. I put it in my smoothie in the morning. And I was wondering, I've been using a little bit of it on my skin. Is it safe to use on my face? It seems like a little bit of a thicker oil, and I didn't want to clog my pores. Absolutely. Coconut oil is used on the hair, on the skin, on the whole body, on the bottoms of the feet, to the face and the hair as well. So, yeah, coconut oil is a wonderful, wonderful oil. It's very conditioning, very lubricating. I have a lot of people that massage it into the scalp when they have really dry scalp and dandruff, or they get things like seborrhea on the scalp. It's wonderful. Doing a hot oil treatment with your coconut oil is very beneficial. And yeah, I think it's a very, very nice, clean oil. If you leave it on the hair, obviously you want to shampoo it out. I have a friend and she keeps one container in her shower and she washes long hair and she washes her hair every day. I mean, when she's getting out of the shower, she always rubs the coconut oil on the ends of her hair. She says she doesn't get split ends anymore and her hair is just much healthier. And then usually a couple times a month, she'll talk about doing a hot oil treatment with the coconut oil. She massages it and combs it all the way through, wraps it up in like a heat cap, and her hair is beautiful. She said she used to do a ton of things that were very, very expensive at the salon. She says, now I just do it myself and it's as good or better. So, yeah, absolutely. Using it internally and topically, you'll find it to be quite effective. In the summer, a lot of people walk barefoot, so your feet get kind of chewed up and kind of dry very easily. You know, get yourself a nice pumice stone, pumice some of that dry skin off, and then take a shower so your skin is warm, and then apply some of that coconut oil on the bottoms of your feet, and then wear a pair of white socks and just do it at bedtime. You'll be surprised how quickly your feet get really, really soft. I think many parts of the world, coconut oil is the main line of defense against dry skin. So definitely keep that one in mind, and I think you'll find it to be quite effective. And you might even find a lot of other uses for it as well. I know a lot of people that use it over tattoos when they get a new tattoo. I know people that put it on their cuticles to help to take care of the dry cuticle lines, elbows and knees and areas that are very, very dry. I don't think you could find a bad way to use it. And don't forget about oil pulling. That's where you put a tablespoon of the coconut oil in your mouth and you swish it very slowly so your jaws don't get tired for about 10 to 15 minutes and then you spit it out. Very, very effective for helping to moisten the mouth, but also help to reduce plaque and get some of the food in between the teeth out of the mouth. Even after you've brushed and flossed, a lot of times doing oil pulling can also take a lot of the bacteria and a lot of stuff, unhealthy things out of the mouth as well. A lot of people like to do oil pulling, once a week, and you can do that. And this coconut oil is really great tasting, so it'll make that a little bit easier. All righty, let me see. Dear Jeff, I've been using the Barlean swirls for some time now, and I go back and forth between the flax and then I go back to the oil again from the fish. I have a hard time deciding which one I want to use. I just end up getting a different one every time I go to stay healthy, but I know I'm getting my omega-3s. Is it okay to bounce around like that? Yeah, it's great to bounce around like that. It never get you bored. You always get a new flavor every time you go in. Things like pina colada or lemon zest or mango peach or strawberry banana or blackberry or pomegranate blueberry or chocolate mint. And I mean, there's so many wonderful flavors to check out. No, you can't do anything wrong with that. I think that's a wonderful way to do it. The thing about it is consistency. Being consistent with having your omega-3s running through your system as often as you can, daily, preferably, because we get the benefit of omega-3. What they've done at Barlean's is by putting them into this swirl technology, they're so delicious that it's not like having to choke down the old ways of taking fish oil and flaxseed oil. Some people just didn't like the oil taste, and some people didn't like the fishy taste of fish oil or cod liver oil. When you use the swirls, you don't get any of that. You get this delicious tasting mixture in a smoothie consistency that you can mix with your yogurt or put it on a piece of toast or throw it in your smoothie or, add it to your oatmeal. You can do anything with it. And for most of us, we just take it right off the spoon. It is so delicious. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised not only how well it works, but how well you tolerate it. most people that I know that were not consistently taking their fish oils because they were burping it up, or they weren't able to take the liquids because they couldn't handle the taste, or they didn't know how to mix it, and they were kind of at a quandary as how to get their oils down. Once they've tried the swirls, they've never looked back because they made it easy and allowed us and afforded us a better way of taking our omega-3 fatty acids. And we need it for everything from our cardiovascular health to our joint health to our skin to just moistening and lubricating the body from the inside and making a dramatic difference in your body internally and reflecting that health externally as well. So I'm a huge, huge advocate of the swirls. And like I said, you know, just kind of flip through the swirls and find the one that you want to try. You can't make a mistake. And I think that you will find that the more that you experience these beautiful swirls, the more you're going to be able to truly put yourself into a creative way of using them. Like I said, I have friends that use it on toast in the morning on their bagel. And I have a friend of mine, him and his wife put it in their oatmeal. You know, so I mean, and plain yogurt is wonderful for you because it doesn't have all that sugar and all that other garbage that's in it. So taking plain yogurt and adding your swirl to it, when you mix it through it, you give the flavor to the yogurt. And now you've got swirl and yogurt that taste incredible. So you're getting yogurt, you're getting some good probiotics, some good healthy dairy, but at the same time, you're also getting your omega-3s. If you do it that way, you might also want to think about adding some of the ground flax and also some of the chia seeds to add more of the omega-3 fibers, but also add some fiber to that program as well. I have a friend that has oatmeal, I think, 365 days a year, oatmeal every single day. And to that oatmeal, he puts a tablespoon of the Fortiflax, which is the ground flax meal. He puts a tablespoon of the chia seeds in there. He puts 2 tablespoons of his favorite swirl in there as well. And he also adds a little bit more oil. He used to have severely dry skin, so he throws an extra tablespoon of flaxseed oil in there. And he mixes it up every morning. And now he was there at Stay Healthy, he said, and he picked up some of the greens. So now he's adding the greens to it as well. And then he adds a little touch of heavy whipping cream, which has little to no carbohydrates in it. So he adds that in the morning, and that's what he has every single day. And I'll tell you what, it's made a dramatic difference in his health and also his skin. He used to have some of the worst and the driest skin I've ever seen. But this is a lot of good omega-3 fatty acids going into the body. And he's doing it through kind of the food way of doing it. And very, very safe. So how do we know where to get started with some of these products? This question came in, and I think a lot of people might have the same kind of question. It says, Jeff, you talk about using ground flax and using chia seeds. Do you have a preference? Well, yes and no. I like the idea of the lignans, you know, some of the active parts of the lignans of the flax that are gently liberated when you're using the flaxseed meal, the Fortiflax. But then again, I also like the gel-like structure of the omega-3s that you find in chia seeds. It's probably why I don't choose. You know, I use them both. And the reason that I do is I don't want to have to choose. So I make sure that I'm doing everything I can to make sure that there's the availability of me having what I want with both of them, because I think they both bring us something a little bit similar and also a little bit different to the table. And, you know, you don't have to choose. It's not one of those things. It's the same question, I guess, when people ask me if I want fish or flax. I like them both, too. So I use products that have them both, or I use fish and flax separately. And the reason I do that is because I want to make sure that I'm getting the benefits, that if there's any added benefits that one has over the other, I want them both. I mean, I don't want to just go through the motions when I can go one more step and take myself a little bit further. And I think that's why so many of us are really asking questions these days. We want to make sure that we're making valid choices. And I definitely want people to do that. I want everybody to make sure that they're doing everything they possibly can to get as healthy as they possibly can, but with good choices. So I hope that answered your question. I think it's going to be just a matter of you choosing which way you'd like to go, but feeling comfortable you can make those choices. And I think that it really does make a difference when you really take a look at the big picture of things. Now, I do want to talk about this because I got this in a while back, and I think that it does make good sense. It says, Jeff, I've been going through some stomach problems, and I went to Stay Healthy, and I decided that I was going to try the Platinum Series from Barleans. I started using the Intestinal Repair and the Stomach Repair. I've been using both of them every single day now for about 3 months, and it seems like any issue that I had with my stomach previously is gone. My question is, can I stay on this? My doctor, my gastroenterologist, was extremely pleased and said that when they did my endoscopy, that my stomach was not anywhere inflamed like it was before. My stools have normalized, no more diarrhea, and I don't have any queasiness and sensitivity when I eat food or drink beverages like I did before. So question again, can I continue to use them because I don't want to go back to where I was? Yeah, you can. And I thought I would talk a little bit about each one so that people have an understanding. When Barlean's comes out with a new line of products, what they try to do is they try to come out with things that they know are going to be, you know, life-changing. And both of them are amazing products for the gut, you know, and the GI tract. The intestinal repair promotes a very, very, very healthy response to bacteria and helps to create a better flora bacteria, better microbiome, you know, kind of a better overall ingredient. There are 16 ingredients in this formula, and it comes in a mixed berry flavor. So you can mix it in with almond milk or with water. You can throw it in that plain yogurt we talked about earlier. You know, you can really get creative with this. But the intestinal repair is kind of like, I like to think of it as a way of going in and filling the cracks and the crevices and putting things into a little bit more balance. And I think that that's really, really important. Now, the stomach repair comes in a vanilla chai flavor. And I know a lot of people that mix this in almond milk, and some people even drink it warm because it reminds them of going in and getting like a chai drink at the coffee place. And it's really delicious. It allows you to go in and do some detoxing and some cleansing and work on the lining of the stomach and help you maintain a little bit more of an optimal stomach function. Now, somebody just chimed in as we're talking about this. They said, I've heard you talk about this before. Is it okay that I continue with my probiotics and my enzymes? Absolutely. Those are used for what's going on inside of the stomach and inside of the intestines. This is helping us get our structural bodies back in order. So using the stomach repair, using the intestinal repair, these are things that can make a dramatic difference with the actual gut lining and the intestinal tract and make them healthy. Today, so many people have unhealthy guts. And I mean, you should see that. I mean, just by the staggering amount of people that use the purple pill, you know, the Nexiums and the Prilosecs and Omeprazoles and things out there just to shut down the annoyance of a digestive system that is screaming at us every single day. You know, we have to remember that things happen because of our diet and because of our lifestyles and because of stress and because of consuming alcohol and using too many carbonated beverages and drinking too much sugar-based drinks and eating so much processed food and eating a lot of inflammatory foods. All of these things do have negative connotations to our diet, to our body, to our health, and definitely to our gut and our intestinal tract. You know, when you're eating food that is not supportive, that is really maybe good-tasting negative food, the kind of stuff that you crave and the kind of stuff that your palate tells you to eat, although knowing well and good that it's not going to do anything great for us, you know, we still have a tendency to consume it. So I think what ends up happening is we just get used to feeling a certain way. Because, I mean, I talk to people all the time that say, I have stomach issues, you know, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And the first thing I'll say is, do you take an enzyme? They'll say, well, no, not really. Do you take probiotics? No, not really. So they're really not doing everything. They say they're doing everything. They've tried everything. No, they haven't. They probably tried some of the drugstore products that were for stomach upset, or maybe they tried their Pepto-Bismols, or maybe they tried their coating products or things that made all the things, all the annoying things go away, the erasing symptom relief products. That didn't get to the cause of anything. If your gut is in disrepair and your intestinal tract is all jacked up and not working well, you have to bring it back to a state of health. The first thing you do is get enzymes and probiotics. The second thing you do is you bring in things that can do repair work and help you raise the level of health in your intestinal tract. Things like the stomach repair and the intestinal repair. These are tools to go in and rebuild and rejuvenate and fix and balance and work well with your probiotics and your enzymes and plenty of fresh, clean water. And hopefully this time around, you're not going to eat the junk that got you into this mess in the first place. You're going to switch over to more of a Mediterranean diet that is an anti-inflammatory diet. Lots of healthy fruits and vegetables and beautiful carbohydrates and healthy proteins and things that are actually good and rebuilding for the body. You can't keep throwing this junk in and expect your body just to, you know, just take it all the time. Our bodies are forgiving. But sooner or later, you're going to get to the point where they're just going to throw their hands in the air and say, look, I can't do this anymore. You have not given me a vegetable in months. You have not given me the fiber I need. I'm straining to have a bowel movement. You're giving me all this unhealthy food that's just inflaming me on the inside. I'm on fire in here, and all you keep doing is throwing down antacids and ways of shutting down my digestive process, and you're not allowing me to produce the acids I need to produce to break down the stuff you're throwing at me. You're shutting it down because you're annoyed with the gas and bloating and heartburn and indigestion that you're causing by the food you're eating. And this is the conversation that our body is having with us. And, you know, we don't listen. We ignore it as much as we can. We do anything we can to shut down the annoying things. And it's very frustrating. And I think one of the things that I've learned is that we have to be able to take responsibility for putting our body back in order. And nobody likes change. Nobody likes to stir the pot of change because we're comfortable. You know, years and years ago, they started terming the word or the phrase comfort zone. And I hate that because it just means you instantly think, oh, it's a place of leisure and comfort and wonderfulness. But really what it is it's just a place that's familiar, you know, where our butt fits neatly in the chair and our hand is on the remote, you know, and it's not good for us most of the time. It's just familiar and comfortable. There are so many other ways you can create better, healthier comfort zones where you fix things and balance things and take away problems and make things healthy and bring things back to a better state of health. You know, to me, those would be much more of a good comfort zone because you're actually putting things back in order. So to answer your question, the stomach repair, the intestinal repair, yes, you can continue to use it. I think using it maybe every other day would be fine. Because you've brought things back to a good state of health, I wouldn't stop it. But maybe every other day would be fine. And just make sure that you are using your enzymes with every meal to make sure that you have the acids and the enzymes in your stomach to break down the food when you are eating your meals. Make sure that you are replacing your probiotics every single day and bringing them up to par. That's very, very important. And also making sure that you are, you know, doing everything you can to put your body in that better state of health. Because it really does make a difference what you run your fuel of your system with. You know, a lot of people think we've got plenty of time to get better with our diet and plenty of time to make these changes, but we don't. I mean, we don't get that luxury anymore of putting these things off till way down the road when we're much older, because what we're doing right now is truly creating the health we have next week, next month, next year. So it's not like, you know, we get to just be bad and then just continue doing what we're doing because we don't have that choice anymore. Things are happening at a faster pace, and these are really great tools. The one thing I've learned about Barleen's over the years is every time they bring a new division in, whether it's their fibers or whether it's their swirls or whether it's the platinum line or their greens line or they brought in more of the designer signature oils like all the different coconut oils, the seeds, all these different things. Every time that they bring in a new division, it's because they've listened to us and the things that we're looking for. They've listened to us and the things that we are looking to do and the health we're trying to achieve. And then after examination and studying and research and coming out with quality lines in these areas, then they launch, you know, a new division. But it's not after just because it's something to do. It's only after, you know, they've listened to what's coming from the industry and from the consumer. And that's very, very commendable. Because they are listening to us, and every single thing that they brought out have been things that are very relevant, timely, and necessary. So definitely, I give them kudos for that. So yes, continue with those. Make sure you're taking your probiotics and your digestive enzymes. I would add some omega-3s, either the fish oil or the flaxseed oil, or bring a swirl in that has a combination of both of them and get those lubricating oils in. That would make a dramatic difference as well and take you up another whole level. We're talking about Barleen's today, kind of doing some of your Q&As on some of the products in their line. It's a beautiful line. You can check out all the products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Just go in and ask for them to show you the Barleen's products, whether the Platinum line we've talked about, some of the fibers and some of the swirls. We have more of these questions coming up. We'll tackle those right after the break. Don't go away.
Why Native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barleen's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barleen's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barleen's can create. Barleen's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barleen's Olive Leaf Complex natural peppermint flavored extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barleen's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barleen's Olive Leaf Complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And, of course, take the time to truly go in and experience this awesome store and bring your questions with you. They are so good at what they do. And they're going to make the process of getting healthy easier than you ever imagined. And you know what? That's a great thing. Because there's nothing more than confusion going on out there today. So if you get a chance to head over to Stay Healthy, you're going to be glad you did. Because you're going to walk out with those aha moments. Maybe understanding things a little better. Maybe a little bit better of a map on what direction you need to be heading. And you've also created awesome relationships with these great folks. Well, we're talking about Barleen's today, and some of your questions that have come in, I've just kind of saved them up. This is a good one. It says, Jeff, I cannot eat vegetables. I will not eat vegetables for whatever reason. They give me gas. They upset my stomach. I've tried my whole life. They just don't stay down. I eat tons and tons of fruit. The only vegetable that I've been able to eat over the years, believe it or not, was corn, and that's probably because we don't really digest it. And I know there's very little value in it, so it's kind of like doing nothing. I've heard of greens powders. I think I've heard you talk about them. I think it's time for me to bring one in. I'm at the age where I really do need some digestive health. I did get a digestive enzyme and a probiotic. I actually got the platinum stomach formula from Barleen's, and it made a really big difference in how my food is processing. But I do think that I do need to get some greens. My friend said with the greens formulas, we don't get any fiber. So I do have flax, and I did get the chia seeds as well. And I figured that if I do a smoothie and put the greens in, then my idea is I'll get greens and fiber. So it'll be close to eating vegetables. Where am I on this philosophy? Well, you know, accepting that we have a problem, or, you know, that we can or can't or won't do something, I mean, is step one. And then we have to find a way around it. So that's what we're doing. I think that I would definitely suggest the Barleen's greens to you. I think that they're wonderful. They're well put together. They're highly concentrated. They're beautifully deep emerald green because of the concentration of the grasses and the vegetables and the greens that are in there. And I think that it'll make a big difference. I do love your perception of not getting the fiber in here, because you don't. Bringing in chia seeds and ground flax, that's a great idea, because that's going to bring in fiber to that smoothie that otherwise you'd be getting some of the fiber from the vegetables that you're consuming, but that's not happening. So I think it's a great idea. Now, you could go with their original organic greens, which I really, really like. I like them because they're rich and they're concentrated and they're beautifully put together, and they are truly like a perfect superfood. I mean, they're loaded with plant-based vitamins and minerals and protein and herbal antioxidants and tonics, and there's even more probiotics and enzymes in there. There's lignans from the soy, from the flax, excuse me, and it's delicious. And using greens does three things. It energizes our body, it alkalizes the body, and it cleanses the body. And it supports our blood, and it helps your digestive system. So these are all really good pluses. Yeah, I think that it's something that you would really benefit from. I think that your body would definitely enjoy it. I think that your digestive system would appreciate it. I think everything from your breath to your sweat coming out of your body would be fortified with lovely chlorophyll, meaning that there's going to be no odor. There's a lot of people out there that have the best hygiene in the world, but the inside of the body needs a little bit of a greens detox and a lot of water to flush them out a little bit, because it's coming out through the sweat and through the breath. You know, but greens is like an internal deodorant as well. Very, very healthy for the urinary tract, the bladder, the kidneys, the liver, all of that stuff, as well as, you know, just building our blood and building our system from the inside. Now, if you decide you want to go a different route, you could go the chocolate greens. The chocolate greens from Barleen's are wonderful. That's usually mixed with almond milk or plain yogurt to give a chocolate taste. You can serve it warm or hot. It's kind of a nice alternative to chocolate milk or hot chocolate. Very, very delicious. And for people that do have that chocolate tooth, it's very, very satisfying. I have a friend that she mixes it with her yogurt every single morning. And she usually puts in raspberries or strawberries and mixes it in. She said it just tastes like chocolate dip strawberries and chocolate drip raspberries. And she just loves it. And she also throws in 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. She said it just gives it more fiber and a little bit more, you know, thickness and creaminess to it. So creativity is something that you can have and use and be creative with these products. Now, if you have young kids, let's say, and you wanted to put something for them, the super fruit greens are awesome. The kiwi strawberry is delicious. This can be made with cold water. It tastes just like a Kool-Aid or a juice drink. And you know that they're getting all the benefit of greens and super fruits. They just think they're drinking something sweet and delicious. And obviously no sugar in these at all. Stevia is what they flavor them with. So I think you'll find them to be very, very effective. So there's some really good choices there for you. The original greens, which is green, green, green. I mean, when you open it up, it smells like freshly mowed grass. It's just how rich it is. But when you use the chocolate greens, you're getting the greens as well, only you're getting the chocolate flavor. But I think that this is a really good plus. And I think it's great that you jumped on the idea about adding fiber, because you're not getting it in here. I said that already, but I just think it's such a great observation. And A lot of people don't think that. It used to happen a lot when people were juicing. You know, they were juicing and all the fiber was going out one side and the juice was going in the other side, although good for you, but what was coming out the other side was good for you too. So I think that's why there's a lot of these new blenders now that grind up all the fruits and everything together, and you get the fiber and the juice and the nutrients and the antioxidants and everything together, and you're not losing the fiber. To me, that's a preferable way to go. I know many people that use those new juicers, and they throw their fruit in there, they throw their fibers in there, ice cubes, they throw a little bit of their omega-3s, they blend everything together, and they throw in their greens. And many times they'll throw in a scoop of their favorite plant-based protein. And, you know, there's nothing better because that's just pure food. All of it is just beautiful, you know, pure nutritional food. And when you have all that stuff running through your system, your body's going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're not going to get a false sense of hope or stimulation from, you know, products that are primarily there just to make you feel good at the moment or taste good on your palate. This is pure, you know, supreme level gasoline you're running your body on, the best fuel possible. Because think about it, you're getting greens and probiotics and fiber and protein and all this wonderful stuff. And then the antioxidant protection, how could it be anything but incredible for your body and your digestive system? So really great question. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. Let me see. Oh, here's another one, coconut oil. Jeff, I love using coconut oil, and I do cook for my family as well. And when we make like a stir fry, it always tastes really good to use the coconut oil. But when I use it in some of the other things that I cook, it does add that coconut flavor, and coconut flavor doesn't always go with the food that I'm mixing. I think I saw another coconut oil at Stay Healthy. I'm not sure. There is another one. We're traveling. When I get back in, I'm going to go check it out. Is there another kind of coconut oil that's not as tropical? Yes. And I was so happy when they did this. They came out with two more. One they have is a butter flavored, and this is incredible. You use it like you would use butter. Like if you use it for scrambled eggs in the morning, you could throw the coconut oil with the butter. It adds butter flavor. You can toss your vegetables with it. You can use it on a baked potato. You can use it however you're using when you make popcorn. If you heat some of this up and drizzle it over the popcorn, you get coconut oil. You get all the benefits of the coconut oil, and you also get the butter flavoring. So the butter flavor coconut oil is fabulous. And then I like the tropical as well. But then there's people out there that are really, you know, spending time putting their food together, and they don't want to carry that flavor. They want the flavors that they're bringing in, and that's why they came out with the culinary. This is an amazing high-heat cooking oil, no trans fat, gluten-free, vegan, but no taste. It's the benefits of the coconut oil, but no tropical oil taste. Now, imagine that let's say that you wear a really expensive cologne or perfume, and you love it. You've been wearing it for years. It's your trademark scent, and you put it on every day, and you walk by, and people know it's you because they're used to smelling your wonderful perfume or cologne. Okay, and then you go out and you get a hand lotion that you really like on your hands, but the hand lotion has got a really strong fragrance to it, and you put it on, and now it's fighting that smell against the smell of your cologne or perfume and really creating kind of a weird smell sensation. That's what's happening with coconut oil. Is coconut oil, if you use the original on all foods, you're going to have that tropical flavor and that coconut flavor with everything. But let's say you're making some intricate, really nice foods, and I have chefs that use coconut oil, and this is their alternative because they get the benefit of the coconut oil, the high heat benefit as well, and the healthy benefits, but no smell, no taste. So the taste of their spices, the actual taste of the food gets to come through and not be covered up with the coconut flavor. I love that they did this. They call it culinary coconut oil. And you know what? What a great idea. I think that it really, really does make a difference. And I hope that you can give it a shot. I've got all of them. You know, I use the butter flavor when I have popcorn. Popcorn's my weakness. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I know, crazy. And I don't eat chocolate, so that's really weird. I like the traditional coconut oil, both on the skin and as well in food. And then there's the culinary coconut oil. And the nice thing about the coconut oil culinary is you can use it on the skin also. Get the benefit of it on your skin and not get the coconut kind of scent that goes along with it. So yeah, I'm really happy with Barleen's. Three beautiful coconut oils, butter flavor, original, and the culinary no scent, no smell. So keep that in mind. Dear Jeff, I tried using the olive leaf throat spray from Barleen's a couple years ago. It did really, really well for me. And I was told by one of my friends who shops at Stay Healthy that said they also have one you can take internally to build your immune system. I didn't see it. Maybe I didn't ask for it. Thoughts? I love the olive leaf complex. Olive leaf is a wonderful antibacterial, anti-germicidal, antiviral, all of it. It fights infection. It strengthens your immune system. And it really is not bad tasting at all. Now, they have the natural, the original flavor. It's okay. Then they have the peppermint, which is delicious. I swear it tastes like a candy cane. It's so delicious. I take it right off the spoon. I usually start using my olive leaf around October, and I usually use it through like February, March, during the time of the year when, you know, there's more germs or more prevalent or more visible germs. You know, I take it at that point in time. I love it. It helps to fight off a lot of the viruses that we come in contact with. See, and you know, the interesting thing is most of the antibiotics that are out there today that are being used are used primarily for bacterial infections. But there's not a lot of things on the medical side that are used for viral infections. That's why sometimes when you have a viral infection, you use a bacterial antibiotic, it's not going to work. So I love having olive leaf because I can use it on a daily basis. And then if all of a sudden something slips by, you know, and with me, it always goes to my throat and to my sinuses. That's usually the place that I go with most of my problems. So I can use this as much as every hour if I want to and fight an infection really heavy. The worst it might do is loosen the stool a little bit and kind of flush out your system, and that's not a bad thing, but you'd have to take quite a bit of it to get to that level. You know, a teaspoon or two a day, no problem. I have a lot of entertainers. I have a lot of people that are in the business field. I have a lot of flight attendants, people that travel time zones around the country, around the world, people that travel, people that entertain, people that work in germ-filled environments like casinos where there's a lot of people from a lot of different places in the world and germs are very prevalent and very and abounding around you. I can't tell you how many of them use the olive leaf, because the olive leaf gives them a really good defense mechanism and kind of like a really good layer of protection. So people ask me all the time, can I use this all year long? Yeah, absolutely. And in that peppermint flavor, it really is delicious. You know, it really has a nice flavor. And the throat spray, really awesome. I've got a bottle here. I keep it here all the time. I've got a lot of tricks of the trade and tools. I've got lozenges and, of course, my water and green tea. And, you know, I've got all that stuff you have to have. When you're talking, you know, you have to be able to prepare yourself. And sometimes you get a scratchy throat, use the olive leaf throat spray, and boom, it's just gone. So definitely keep it in mind. See what I mean? They come out with things that are very relevant for today's world. And I hope that you'll really check out this line of products. Let me see. Haven't talked much about that. Let's talk a little bit more about the oils. Jeff, I've been interested in the fish oil. I've tried Barleen's before. I've tried the cod liver oil, and I've tried the flaxseed oil. I'm not sure which one I like the best. I find myself doing some things that you do and using both fish oil and flaxseed oil in my smoothie. I don't want to overdo it. What do you think about that? I think you could be as creative as you want. I mean, I use the swirls, but I also have flaxseed oil and fish oil here at the house. I'll throw them in smoothies. I'll throw them in yogurt. I like the benefit, like I said earlier, I like the benefit of both of them because I think they both bring similar and additional different things to the table. You know, I just think that most of us are extremely deficient in omega-3s. I think that many of us would benefit from allowing ourselves to have a better, healthy way of living by bringing more omega-3s in because of the reduction of inflammation that they provide and the lubrication that they bring to our joints and to our skin and to our digestive tract. It's priceless, and we really do need it. The biggest problem that I see with some of the oils is finding the best way to mix it. Because a lot of people try to, they'll go out and they'll get cod liver oil and they try to take it off a spoon. It doesn't taste great by itself. But when you mix it in a smoothie or yogurt with some fruit or throw it in some salsa or add it to your guacamole or, you know, mix it with some apple cider vinegar and a little Dijon mustard and olive oil and make a salad dressing out of it. I mean, I have served that before and people didn't even know what it was. I've done stuffed mushrooms before, and after they come out of the oven, I've drizzled fish oil and flaxseed oil, and they just soak right in, and nobody even knows they're there. I've added flaxseed oil to salsa that I've made, and people are dipping their chips away, and they're getting omega-3s. They don't even know it, because I figure I'm the one cooking. I mean, you're going to eat what I'm cooking, and I'm going to make it healthy. You know, but the salad dressing one, that's been one of the most successful. You take some olive oil. A good quality sweet olive oil, a nice one. Don't cut the corners. Get a good quality olive oil. Some balsamic or apple cider vinegar. Both of them are great choices. I love balsamic as well as I do apple cider. Some fresh cracked pepper, a little bit of some Himalaya sea salt, and whisk that together. Throw a tablespoon of Dijon mustard in there. That's optional. Whisk it together. And then throw in some flaxseed oil or some fish oil or some cod liver oil. Just mix it all together. Now with this, you can toss a salad. You can pour it over a baked potato. You can toss your vegetables with it. You can pour it over fish or chicken or meat. You can use it after you've done a stir fry and pour it over that as well. You can be very creative with it, but use food as a carrier. You know, we get in the supplement realm so many times thinking about supplement this, supplement that, and that's fine. But why not take your food to a better, healthier level? And one of the best ways I found of doing that is to add things to our food and allow our food to work for us. You know, taking plain yogurt, that's got some probiotics and, you know, some little bit of calcium and, you know, just kind of sitting there, this big white lump of nothing sitting there, even though it's healthy for us. I mean, if you put it in a bowl and you add some fresh or frozen fruit, you've changed it. If you throw in your swirls or your fish oil or flaxseed oil, you're adding to it. If you throw your greens into it and mix it all together, you've changed it again. If you add ground flaxseed, the fortiflax, and chia seeds, you brought it up again. You've turned something that was a white slate into something that's colorful and vibrant and beautiful and healthy and invigorating and changing and structural for the body. And it's food. You know, so food can really work for us. We also know, adversely, that food can work against us. Because people that are eating nothing but unhealthy foods are paying the price. Blood pressure, blood sugar, obesity, you know, and things that are truly causing them to have a state of ill health. But bringing in good quality food does make a difference. It does change the course of your health. And I just think that sometimes we just don't look at our food the right way. I have a couple, and I've talked about them many, many times. They each have a bagel every morning. So they toast their bagel and they put them on a plate, and each one of them take a tablespoon of flaxseed oil and they drizzle it on each half of their bagels. It soaks right in. And then they use cream cheese, and then they sprinkle chia seeds on top of the cream cheese, and then they put purple onions and lox. And they have it every day with green tea. And they have been doing this forever. And I always ask them the same thing. I still having breakfast? They're like, yeah. They go, we do the same thing every single day. They toss their salads with olive oil and flaxseed oil and fish oils. You know, they know what they're doing. They also bring in sardines, and they're European, and they bring in sardines and anchovies into their salads because of the omega-3s. And if you were to see these two, you would think they're in their 50s, but they're in their 90s. They walk every day. They travel all over the world. They drive. They're not on meds. They are amazing. But they have been doing this healthy stuff for 70 years. They're not vegetarian. They do eat chicken and fish. But their diets are amazing. They have smoothies with the Barlean's greens. They love it. They throw their oils in there as well. They say that they have omega-3s about 5 or 6 times a day, both food and supplement. And that's why they look so healthy. But, you know, we just have to decide that we are tired of living a certain way and that we want to be healthier. And we have to wrap our mind around the idea that there is change that has to take place. Barlean's has made a dramatic place for themselves in this community and in the big picture of getting healthy. And they've done it in a way that, you know, is easy to understand, and the products are delicious and they're effective, whether it's the oils or whether it's the swirls or the coconut oil or the greens or the platinum line or the fibers. You know, they've really taken the time to do amazing things. And I think it's amazing that they've done this. And they've really tried to make sure that they can put themselves into a healthier way of approaching the public. They've even come out now with what they call Ideal CBD, their hemp oil. It's 25 milligrams per serving. Stay Healthy carries it as well. There's no artificial ingredients in there. It's gluten-free and vegan. It's a natural mint flavor. Barlean's does also came out with a quality hemp Ideal CBD. So keep that in mind. Like I said, they will come out with things that they think are relevant and they think are important. And I think if you go to Stay Healthy and you look around the store, you'll see that there's a lot of products from Barlean's there in many different areas, the refrigerated section, on the shelves, even up at the counter. So if you have any questions about any of the things we talked about today, whether it's the Platinum line or the greens or the swirls or the fish oils or the flaxseed oil or the seeds or the powders or the fibers, any of these things, you can always get a hold of me through my webpage, which is drjeffreyburke.com, or like my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. You just have to type it in, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, like it, and then you can ask me questions, and I'll answer them, because if you have a question, there's going to be other people that have the same question, just haven't taken the time to ask it. So please like my Facebook page and then bring me your questions. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And if for some reason you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and they're archived for download, on-demand download, on my webpage. Just click on the archive icon, download the show, go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because to me it just makes good sense. I like to be able to go to places where my questions can be answered. I like to go to places where I'm choosing from quality products and I'm not cutting corners. I like going somewhere where I create relationships, and when I go there I recognize and see the people that, and it's familiar and it's like coming home every time I go there. And I do this with many of the businesses that I go to. I go to those same businesses because I like the support and the help. I like the customer service, and I like the awareness and the education and the knowledge that they give to me. I've said this so many times over the years. I have a home store right by my house. I go to the same store, but I go across town because of the fact that when I go to that location, the people are so knowledgeable there, and I can go to any department and get my questions answered, and I've been going there for so long, you know, you get to know everybody. That's important today. I think I've just about had it up to my ears with walking in a store and having someone standing behind the counter that doesn't greet you, doesn't say hello, doesn't say anything, and they're so busy on their phone or they're texting and they can't be bothered with you. I walk out of those businesses. I just think that if you're going to take the time to go to someone's store and you have a store or a business, you want people to come there, then you need to provide that full service that many of us that were raised with it are necessarily severely missing these days. So when I find a store like Stay Healthy and I go to another store and they have great service, those are the stores that I patronize and I send people to. Because I want you to have a great experience, and I want your questions to be answered, and I want you to have a good experience with the people and want to go back. And what other category of the things we do every day is more important than our health? None. So I think that would be awesome to be able to have a really, really good way of looking at the big picture, and a really, really good way of getting healthy is to go someplace where you can talk to people that make a difference. It really does make a difference. So take the time to go to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Give them a big thumbs up on Facebook and go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Remember, check out all the products from Barlean's. And everybody have a great Thursday. Do something healthy just for you. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.